Thank you guys for rejoining us on Flow Out Loud 360. Sorry for the technical difficulties. We are back with Shimon Luster. And so we're going to pick up basically where we left off. So you guys can, again, rejoin us, ask questions, put them in the chat, whatever you need to do. And I want you guys to support this artist. Go and listen to his music, definitely. So we were talking about one of the things we were getting to was what you were currently working on. And you were sharing with us some of the things you were currently doing. If you could just kind of refresh that, because we kind of cut out a little bit.
So we left off at SL Records. So yeah, we're a production company, label, publishing, marketing. And then I'm getting into sync and film and all kind of, you know, just elevating it. So, you know, we're just seeing where it goes. It's going, you know, taking us on a new horizon. And then as of new stuff, we working on, of course, new music always. And then a lot of placements, a whole bunch of albums. Working closely with Sony ATV. And whatever they have open is always, you know, they keep me busy every week. So a mix of that and then, you know, home of SL Records, you know, we just balancing it out right now. So
where are you currently located at?
I'm in Atlanta now.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So is that where you calling home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got people. Let me phone.
Hi, that's all right. So tell me this. Are you playing any other musical instruments? I mean, I know you're a drummer. Is there any other instruments you picked up along the way?
keys, guitar, bass, trumpet. Of course, any synth. I love synths. That's my main. Okay. I don't know. It's software instruments now. Do we consider that instrument now?
May as well.
Pro Tools, Logic.
So basically, you got it covered.
It's all covered.
You got it covered. There's nothing wrong with that. One thing you have to do is know your craft, know what you're good at, you know, and definitely perfect it. How did your love of music come about?
What was that?
How did your love of music come about, and how important was it in your growth and growing up?
Of course, you always got to attribute that to church. You know, I think the love came from the want and the hunger to want to be better, I guess. You know what I mean? And then it just builds and builds and builds and builds and builds. So I think the love. And then it just grew. Of course, once you get out to the world, once you see the world, okay, it can go here, it can go there. You see the limits, or no limits, but you see where it can go.
Great. So. And that's true, because when you're in a box, you only see what you can see in that box. And once you get outside of that box and you start seeing things,
oh yeah,
you see, you know what, I can turn this into this, or I can turn this into
little,
this.
Little time, so. Yeah. Once you see the, it's like, whoa.
Now, did you ever feel like you were overwhelmed in this part of growing?
At times. I had times where I did my 2 month, you know, disappears, but you know. I'm finding better balance spiritually and you know, balance with business and, you know, family and everything. So it's better. It's a lot better now.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. That's good to know. Balance plays a very important role in, you know, how you take on things.
Oh, yeah.
So when we look at musicians and producers and singers, in the industry, a lot of them accredit their background to their start in the church or a choir or a school band. What experiences did you have when you were younger that led you to the point that you are now? Was there any one particular thing that stood out that said, hey, I'm going to be a producer, or I'm going to, you know, write music? Is there?
I think it was just always, I always wanted to be a part of the live, the live making of it. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And everybody knows, anybody that's worked with me, like my sessions are like church, literally. Like it's like service, you know what I mean? So it's like I try to have that same euphoric effect, you know what I mean, that you get from church, you know what I mean? So I connect that a lot, you know, with the same feeling I had as a kid. Same, you know what I mean? I try to get that same feeling, like, you know what I mean? It's like that bird. I'm always, you know what I mean?
I've seen some of the loud.
Yeah, people get on me like, you always like, it's so loud. Like, it's got to sound like church. I love it. Loud, loud. Like, everything got to be loud. In the car, loud. Everything got to be, I love that live effect. So.
And I can understand that. I can definitely understand that. I feel you on that. And I don't know. I often tell people it's because I love the music.
Mm-hmm.
And even me as a drummer, the one thing that drives me when I'm doing music is that I can feel the thump. If I can feel the beat, if I can feel it, then I want everything else to vibrate around that. I want the vibe to be hype. So I can definitely understand your love for that whole, you know, grandiose thing, like just let it be big. Some people can't handle that, but but when you love what you do. When you love what you do, it's important.
It's like like I said, it's like a euphoric, it's like a high. It's like you wait when it's blasting and it's like you can feel it. It's just, that's what I check every day.
I feel you on that.
Same like church.
Hey, don't nobody want to be in no dead service, so I understand.
At all. I ain't never loved it. I ain't never loved that.
So since you started on this journey, tell us one of the most memorable experiences you've had to date.
Most memorable. I don't know what I would say is the most memorable. It's too many memories. I would like to say probably LA. I think the LA scene was like the most memorable, because my LA experience was more so spiritual. So it was like I did a lot of my cleanses out there. I did a lot of my new relationships came from there. You know what I mean? And of course, gravitated here to Atlanta. So I think LA and traveling. I've done a lot of traveling. I think the traveling is probably the most memorable. Because, I mean, coming from where I come from, seeing, you know, what you can see, you know, traveling, it's like, wow. You know, like I said, it just adds on to the vision. What you see is what you know you can get. So, you know.
I think
that might be the most memorable. Because if I summed up everything, it'd be a movie the length of Roots.
It's one of the things I think that when you're building something, and when you are trying to achieve certain aspirations and goals.
Right.
I think it's very important to get outside of what your normal is, because then you can see exactly what other people have done and, you know, decide, you know, okay, they did it this way, but I want to do it this way and maybe go past them or achieve something different. And I think when people decide not to move outside of their bubble, not to experience new things, not to do things, meet new people, they limit themselves on what they can do or what they can have or their goals. And it's good to know you didn't put a top on the box. You decide to take the top off and experience life and experience things to get you to this point in your journey now. What I do want to say, in my car right now, my rotation one, my rotation two, my rotation number three, and I think we played it maybe 10 times yesterday. Probably 10 times is probably not enough. So one of the hottest joints out right now. Now, if you are a gospel music fan, do not go talking about, let me go look up this gospel hit. This is not a gospel hit. Okay? So throw it out there right now. I love music. I listen to all genres of music. And one of the hottest joints out right now is Think Twice. If you don't have Think Twice, you need to get Think Twice. I love that song. I love the vibe. I love the style. My speakers are probably going to get blown out, but my kids were playing that over and over again. I was like, yep, that again. Oh, that's all right. It's on repeat. It's on repeat. but I like the way the music coils together. And it has this great melody. It goes hard. And what was your inspiration for that particular hit? Because that's what it is. It's a hit. If you go and Google it, it's popping up. Shamon Luster, I tried it. It's going to pop like number one, number two on the list. It pops up. You know, when you can make the Google list, just type in a song and your name pop up, you there. What was your inspiration for that song?
I think my dad, growing up, my dad, you know, we have a lot of Jamaican heritage in our background. So my dad always, I grew up Vibes Cartel, Sean Paul, you know, now DeVito and, you know, Skepta and so many of the, you know, big dance hall Jamaican and Caribbean artists. So I think that background is what came from that. So how I went down was we were looking, I was in Sony Sessions and we were looking for, I think, joints for Chris Brown. And I was just going through everything. I remember making ideas like that, similar to what Drake was doing like 4 years ago, Controller, One Dance, all that stuff. So we were looking for a newer version of that. And I went back and redid a mix, redid all the drums, redid all the track outs, everything, and took out a million words, like took out, like simplified it all the way down. And we came out with what is now Think Twice. And they like, oh no, we're not giving that to Chris Brown no more. That's we dropped that. I was like, oh, we dropped that, gotta go out. Like, oh yeah, well, let's do it. And you know, we got it going. We got the campaigns going. So, you know, we just slowly but surely doing it ourselves, you know.
Hey.
Doing all the marketing on Spotify, doing all the, you know. It's different when you're not with a label. The label can go have these meetings for you, go meet with the Spotify curators, go meet with the DJs, go meet with everybody. They can send out a mass email. Right. And it'll be all be covered, to whereas I gotta go do it one by one, one by one, one by one, you know. So man, you know, just doing the process right now.
Okay. You know. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, whatever you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Like I said, I tried it. I Googled it and I was like, what? He at the top of the list. So yeah. And of course, you know, hey, I'm probably like your mom. I'm gonna just like post it everywhere. Me like, yeah, hey, I'm gonna be just like her. I'm just gonna post it everywhere. Shoot. Go support.
I'm trying it for everywhere. You know, I'm being on sync now, so my big thing is sync for that one.
Oh man,
sync.
You syncing everything.
Yeah, everything, Insecure, Power, everything. I want everything. Right. So
you're doing it. Now I do like High Tolerance.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Yeah, I still got that one in rotation. So y'all check out High Tolerance too. Okay, don't sleep on him. Don't sleep on him. He got a lot of stuff out there. Yeah. I being privy to, you know, listening in sometimes, because I do check out the lives every once in a while.
Yeah.
And just like you said earlier, they really are live. So in the sense of, you know, they're in there, they're working, they're doing what they got to do. What is the creative process like for you? Do you just kind of grind all night, you know, because you really do be cranking out some good beats, some good songs.
It's got to start with that foundation, that feeling. Like I said, it's not really music isn't technical for me. It's more so a feeling, you know, it's okay. A buzz for me. So I wait for that. And most cases, it's always after midnight. Always. Most certainly, I'm a midnight to 8 a.m. type of person. So
okay.
I do that, and I don't know what happens between those hours, but that's the best hours to get that feeling. And it's like the best. I don't know. I could play you the best stuff that comes out of those hours, and then afternoon you'd be like, you know.
So your brain wake up when everybody else is asleep, basically.
Yeah, night out. I always been like that though. Ever since I was a kid, like, midnight. I don't know, night owl. I can stay up, and all these ideas just come. All everything, all my best ideas come at after midnight. All my everything I do comes after midnight. I don't know. That's my special. Wow.
Well, it works. It works. So don't try to put no melatonin on it.
You know what?
It works. It works. So that's good. I would like to ask you if you could open up for any artist, what artist would it be and why?
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive. Hmm.
Huh. Who would I open up for? I'll give you two. If it was back in the day, of course, Michael Jackson. And if it had to be today, it would definitely be Drake.
Drake
is the biggest artist of our time. Of course, Chris Brown is, but Drake is just something different. Like, he's just the biggest artist of our time. I watched Drake from the time he started to now, and he's just the biggest artist of our time.
He's pretty good. Nobody can do what Drake can
do. And I'm talking about statistically, like, he's the greatest artist of our time. He breaks numbers, and he's broke barriers and billboards and stuff that nobody's done. So he's second to Michael Jackson. He had the same numbers as him. So
wow.
If I had to be technical, Drake has like the same numbers as Michael Jackson, just about.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's an interesting fact. I definitely didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Oh, I'm gonna have to. I mean, I listen to Drake a little bit, but
Drake got the formula. It's like he got the secret formula. He just know if somebody that's on a smaller league comes out with something, he could take it, redo it, and drop it, and it'll be the biggest song for the next 8 weeks. And then it'll lead up to his album. That'll be the biggest album for the next 16 weeks. Like. It's crazy.
That is crazy. That is crazy. He might have a secret sauce, man. Nobody knows about right now.
Somebody.
So what artist? Okay, so you'd open up for Michael Jackson and Drake. What artist would you like to collab with?
Right now, if I had to collab with anybody, it'd definitely be. I give you three. I definitely collab with Teddy Riley. I definitely collab with Prince. Definitely collab with probably Brandy. Yeah, those two.
That was pretty good right there.
If I could do those three, I'll retire. Like, I'll retire early. Like,
you could after those three.
That 35.
Brandy? She's in a arena by her.
I'll move to Montana somewhere far and like Kanye and nobody will hear from me. I'll grow a beard, big beard, get real fat. And Literally.
Oh, you can't go off the grid on us. You can't do it.
I'm off the grid, off the oak grid.
Oh, man. So tell me, who are some of your favorite musicians right now?
Right now? Let me go. Of course, Ty Dolla $ign. Anything Ty Dolla $ign, anything Chris Brown, Party Next Door, producers, I love Mike Hector, Derek Milano, Nisha Charles, Milano's one of the biggest songwriters in the game right now. It's under 25. Same with Nisha Charles. I'm trying to think. Turbo. And so many people. It's so much talent out right now that I think is being so misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
Stunner for Vegas, The Baby, Eric Bellinger, Bryson Tiller. It's so many artists.
I'm a Bryson Tiller fan, so.
Bryson Tiller, Ye Ali, Ade, Phil Ade.
Yeah.
I listen to it. I listen to it all. Anderson .Paak, big one.
Anderson
LMA.
That's big. Oh, yeah. Even that's a big one amongst a lot of young people right now.
It's a lot of talent out there.
It is. And I actually think right now I've been watching a lot of The Verses. I've been watching a lot of musicians' Instagram pages and a lot of little mini concerts and little production, battles they've been having. And I think actually, although we are in a position right now in this country where a lot of things stood still for a little time, I think it allowed people the opportunity to hone their craft because they didn't have anything else to do. So people just got in there, started doing stuff. And of course, me, I like to watch even drummers. I mean, I started off looking at just videos because I kept getting them in my box and I'm like, what is going on? But people start doing stuff, musicians start having little contests virtually and stuff like that. And I think it allowed people to,
it was crazy. You had everybody thinking differently.
Yes.
And then of course, Timbaland and Swiss making that brand, making that unity a brand, basically. You know, that's how I saw it. You made unity a brand.
Brand.
You know what I mean? They're going to talk about Versus forever, for years.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Versus is crazy. The Teddy Riley one, the Brandy one, the Erykah Badu and Jill Scott one was crazy. Like, oh, man. The Jadakiss one. I've watched just about all of them.
Have you?
I missed that one. I gotta go back and watch that one. They're awesome for making that brand.
It's turning out to be I even like the fact that it's still going, they getting some even the older musicians and older singers and stuff like that, getting into it. It's kind of cool.
And getting them out working, getting them out working during the pandemic, Everybody's, the main thing is performing and shows and merch and, that's all stopped right now. So, a lot of shifting and Verses came and it really, boosted back a lot of people. A lot of people got millions of streams, 100%, 120, 150% increase in streams, So it's doing what it's supposed to do for our culture,
I mean, I think it was a blessing in disguise, actually.
The whole COVID world.
It is there from working up. Now, growing up, did you ever see yourself at this point? Did you see yourself being where you are now?
The vision was there. I just didn't know how it would come about, Did I know it would go this way? No. But, I knew it would be something, Because I know how I fight for stuff. So, I knew it would be something, eventually, you know, and still will be something eventually. So, you know, I you know, being a Sagittarius, you know, we don't come with patience. So practicing patience now, you know.
It's
taking it a day at a time for me, you know.
Yeah.
Just taking it a surprise at a time, you know. Oh, yeah. That's, oh, okay, cool. Wow. I didn't know this last week, but hey, it's here now, you know.
Yeah. So
that's how I've been taking it. That's my new approach, you know.
Well, you Sagittariuses, y'all cause problems.
Woo. Oh, yeah.
I got one.
Always.
I got one of those that share the same day with you. And let me tell you, listen, just like you just said, you know, you saw it, you didn't know how you was going to get there. I hear about it every day. So I keep thinking, I actually did. I said to myself the other day, I said, man, I said, now I know how his mom felt. It's something about you Sagittarius, man. Y'all be so mad and you guys just go with it. You know, it's kind of like, I'm going to do it. You know, it's going to happen regardless. I'm going to get it done. You know, I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah.
I have one of those, you know. There's no such thing as telling my child she's not going to make it to the big screen, because she knows she's going to make it to the big screen, and however she get there is how she get there.
I got a little nephew that's the same way. He's December 12th, and he's the same way. He's 6 years old. I just like, wow. Man. You know, hey, same you way.
Guys, you guys just go ahead. But you know what? It's good that you know what you want and you go for it. You know, it's good. That's a good thing. You know, one of the things I always tell people I come in contact with who have set goals or they're trying to achieve it, you know.
Right.
Sometimes you have to empower yourself.
Right.
And don't allow dream killers to saturate the life out of you so that you can't achieve what it is you're trying to achieve. Sometimes you have to do a reassessment. Sometimes, you know, you have to weed people out of your circle, because everybody that came with you can't always go with you. So have you ever had to have that self-assessment where you had to say, you know what, I got to move from this place to this place and, drop some connections and pick up new ones?
Oh, yeah. I'm big for it. I'm big for it. I mean, people know, like, it take one or two times for me, and then I'll just, I'm out. Like, you know, I don't waste time. You only get one life. You get one chance in this vessel as a spirit. You're always a spirit, but you get one chance in the vessel. So I don't waste no time. You know what I mean? When it comes to people, when it comes to days, when it comes to hours, I don't. You know what I mean? So none of us should. So it's easy for me to be like, oh no. If I see something, then I can, you know, I'm big. I could feel the energy of, you know, if something's not right, I feel the whole energy in the room. So, you know what I mean? So I just use that, you know, to really guide me, you know, to make a lot of decisions on people, on deals, on situations, on, you know, everything. So
okay, that's good to know. Now, if you could go back and talk to the younger Shimon, what would you tell him?
I probably would have went harder. I feel like I was too lax. A lot of people see what I did and see that, oh yeah, you went hard, man. I feel like I was too lax. Like I should have moved to Atlanta years ago. I should have moved to, like, you know what I mean? I still believe that, you know, how things happen is how it's supposed to happen, but you know, still that thought in the back of my head, like, oh, you should have did that earlier. You should have did this, you know. But it's still so much time, so I just, you know, take it a day at a time, and I think I did well. I think if I went back to the younger self, I think I did. You know, the approach we, you know, I took. You know, I think it was well. So.
Okay. All I know is, one day it was a shaman. I'm playing with you, and the next thing I know, it was like shaman was everywhere. Yeah, I mean, the time, you know, to you, it probably took, it was a process of that was probably slow, but to those around you, it seemed like it took off and it was like a rocket, like boom, and it was there, you know, it was like, it took no time, but I know that's because we're on the outside looking in. So when you're inside of something, doing something, it seems like the progress is slow and you got to make this move, make this move. But to us, it looked like you was just propelled out, you know, just like you just got out of a rocket and boom, he's at the top now. But definitely, I feel what you're saying about that. One of the things I want to ask you, right now, the world is going through like a lot of turmoil. It's a lot of chaos. A lot of confusion everywhere you go. What part do you think music plays in the healing of what's going on there and in this current climate? Because music is something that soothes the soul. And do you think music actually plays a role right now in what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
As music, far as the lyrics and stuff like that.
We as a culture used music as healing and as cold. So I think we need to go back to using that the same way, using it as cold and as healing. You know, and especially now that a lot of the influential artists aren't signed to major labels. You know what I mean? A lot of people are independent. You don't have that agenda over your head to where, no, you got to drop songs that meet this, you know, these requirements. You got to drop songs, you know, because I see a lot of people talk about, you know, major artists and say, well, why don't they make songs about this? And why don't they speak up about that? Yada, yada, yada. But then when you're on this side, you see, you do talk about that, you're about to lose your deal. Mama not going to have her house no more. Nobody, all the cars is gone. Everything, you know what I mean, when you sign, you're under you're under not even a microscope. You literally, it's a job, you know what I mean? It's you have to work that role, you have to work that motion. You can't be, you know, me now, I could say whatever I want because I'm not under, you know, any entity, you know what I'm saying? I'm myself, but you know, it's the time we're in right now where so many artists are under those entities. They could talk about so much stuff. They could do interviews that, yeah, they'll be controversial, but they not under the biggest three, or you know what I mean? They're not under the one of Sony, so and so umbrella. You know what I mean? They could talk freely about this stuff. You know what I mean? So I think those artists, I think those are going to be the most influential people. We need to start using those people as, you know, code makers. You know what I mean? Using these music as codes to each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, in the Christian world, they say, you know, hallelujah is, you know, praise unto God, you know, that the devil can't understand, you know, we as
right.
You know, we use our own music as, you know, code that they can't understand, you know what I mean? For us, you know what I mean? So I think that's the next step that we need to be, you know, using it for healing and code to help each other grow, you know.
Each other, girl. I can understand that.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, I definitely appreciate you. But before I go, I just want to play a little game with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm gonna throw out a word and I want you to tell me the first thing you think of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mom. I said, which is the creator, the womb, creator of the earth. You think about mom, I think about God. I think about sunshine, I think about love, unconditional. I think about guidance. I think about, you know, blessings, you know. So many you know, attributes that come under that word. So
that's deep. Yeah. What about sweet?
Sweet, honey, cane, agape, trying to think. I don't even like sweets. I don't even eat sweets as much. So I'm trying to think of
what?
The natural stuff.
Well, I can't really say that. I don't eat a lot of sweets. Sweet stuff.
Okay. I don't eat sweets at all. I'm not doing this every good move.
Yeah, I'm not a sweet. I'm not. Well, if the sugar is not in a Coca-Cola, I don't get it. So.
Okay. Yeah, if I drink a pop, I might have a headache for the next 3 days.
Oh, no.
I haven't drunk soda in so long. If I,
well, if I drink water, I might have a headache for the next three days. But I got to get better. I got to get better. what about the word life?
Life. I think about life. I think about meaning. I think about purpose. I think about mission.
Mm-hmm.
I think about privilege, you know, because life, you know, once you grant it one, you got to use it, you know.
Amen.
It's just like what they say when you go buy a gun. They say if you pull it out, you gotta use it. You know, if you're granted a life, you gotta use it. You know,
yeah.
And people that leave the earth and don't use the life they was granted, you know, and leave a legacy and do, you know, live life with purpose. You know what I mean?
Right.
They don't. That life means nothing, you know, because you didn't use it. You was granted it, and you didn't use it with purpose. You know what I mean? So.
Got to have purpose.
You know.
Got to have purpose.
I think that's
the last word is music.
Music. We already said it's healing. We already said it's cold. Music. I think it's life. Already, you know, we said life, you know, it can be life. I think it's chemical, if you ask me.
You know what? I would have to agree with that.
I'm going to look that up. I think it's chemical.
I can see something growing from that right there. Chemical, yeah.
I'm trying to think. I think that's what comes to mind, I think.
Comes to mind.
Music, yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. I definitely want to say, and my last thing I want to ask you is, as a musician, one of the things that I had was a hunger for being able to play. I remember my first experience outside of band. I was playing clarinet, I played little things, but I wanted to play the drums.
Mm-hmm.
And, I felt like it was a slow process in the school system.
Oh, yeah.
He did something. He, because he was a preacher, and I remember specifically, they were having communion one Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I'd ask, you know, teach me how to play. I kept asking, you know, teach me how to play. And I remember this incident where he had to conduct that part of the service. And he called me up there and he gave me the sticks. And I had to be like maybe 9. And he gave me the sticks and he told me, he said, I want you to watch what I do. And I want you to do exactly what I do and don't stop. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, growing up in the church, everything lasts a long time. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
You know, as a kid, it's like, is it gonna ever get done? And so he put these sticks in my hand, man. And I played that song, you know, that communion song, you know, we have in church, and I'm playing the song. And
I know it was good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
I remember, you know, that was my first experience, and the fact that he stopped, he took the time to show me what to do, mm-hmm. and then allow me to do it. Even if I would make a mistake, he would look at me, and he would, like, you know, give his little cue, to get back on beat, you know, and... Mm-hmm. That was my first experience. As I have grown up, I've went, you know, had an opportunity to go around to other churches, other events, other organizations, and mm-hmm. I see the little kids on the sideline with the sticks in their hands, mm-hmm. waiting for their opportunity to play, want mm-hmm. somebody to let them play. Some of them can do a little bit, but they can't do a lot. But then they run into those musicians who are impatient. You know, mm-hmm. they don't want to show them, or they don't want to teach them, or they don't want to take the time to tell them, hey, okay, you made a mistake. They instantly, the first thing they do, get him off, you know, move her. I do this, I do that. But when right. I go and I see that, I always try to, you know, grab them up. Hey, if I'm about to play,
oh yeah,
I'm hurt myself, I'm gonna play. I'll take the time and kind of, hey, do this, watch me, you know, do this, do that. And I think that comes from somebody doing that for me. And as I've, you know, grown over the years, I've always done that with, you know, other little kids I see sitting on the sideline, whether it was doing offering time or something, you know, real minor. And so my point is, you know, when you see that, and when you see kids sitting on the sideline, not just in that aspect, but when they want to sing, or they want to rap, or they want to play ball, or whatever it is they want to do, what advice would you give them about learning their craft, no matter what their craft is, whether it's sports, whether it's music, mm-hmm. whether, you know, it's, you know, being a musician, what advice would you give them about learning the craft? And even though they come up against obstacles like that, or, you know, what advice would you give them to tell them to keep going?
Right. I think the number one advice I would give them is be hungry to be the absolute best, you know. And when you look at any of our greats, you know what I mean, they always have the story of having the hunger to be the best. You know, Michael Jackson's Michael Jordan, the Beyoncé's, the Barack Obama's, the, you know what I mean, Martin Luther King's, the, you know what I mean, they had this end goal to be the greatest, or a great goal, or, you know what I mean, something that has great purpose, you know what I mean? So I think when it comes to having that as your end goal, the journey will give you the obstacles, the lessons, the everything that you need to meet the end goal that you set, you know what I mean? Okay. So I think that all together, it's the fuel for your grind, you know what I mean? It'll all come with it. I mean, it's like a care package, you know what I mean? So I can't remember who told me, but they said, know where you're going, you know what I mean? And the GPS will always lead you there, you know what I mean? So
awesome.
I stick to that same thing. I repeat that and relay that, you know, always, you know what I mean? Where you know you're going, you know. Whatever happens, it don't even matter. You know what I mean? Because you're going there anyway. You'll get there somehow. You know? So.
Okay. Well, yeah. I like that. I'm going to use that. So you might hear that again about that care package.
Uh-oh.
Just throwing that out there.
Uh-oh.
So you won't be surprised. I definitely thank you for the opportunity to sit down with you and talk with you for a little bit. It's been great watching your journey.
Thank you.
I wish you nothing but blessings and the best. And you know, I already know you're gonna keep pushing. I know. But hey, I just want to tell you, no matter what, hey, keep doing your thing. Don't let nobody stop you. Stay away from the dream killers. We appreciate you. I know mom's proud. I see she's watching. But yeah, we definitely just want you to continue doing what you're doing. Everybody out there, if you don't know Shamon Luster, now you know him. Yeah, look him up. He's on Instagram. We'll attach his links. He's on Facebook. You know, I want you to grab that Think Twice. If you don't have Think Twice, you missing it. That is like the hottest.
With the DTLR. If you got a DTLR near you, you're hearing it. I'm partnering with the DTLR, like a campaign. So when they open up, when this COVID stuff calms down, you know, that'll be the first campaign, our endorsement campaign we'll be doing for that one. So,
all right.
DTLR, shopping DTLR, listen to DTLR radio, shopping DTLR.
Hey, y'all heard it here first. Y'all hear me? So definitely check him out. And thank you, Shamon, for your time, for your patience, for working with us. And you guys, thank you for watching. Yes, yes. And Flow Out Loud family, I appreciate you. You guys enjoy your Saturday. Be blessed. Have a great day. Peace.
I'll go out.